In addition to the hundreds of thousands of American troops massing in the Persian Gulf region, support staff are arriving too. As part of Morning Edition's ongoing series of commentaries on a possible war in Iraq, you'll hear today from John Slaughter. He's a Navy flight surgeon, an expert in aerospace medicine, stationed with the Marines, and he has been deployed to the Middle East.
For weeks, I've been preparing my squadron to be medically ready for deployment. I immunized the troops, did medical screenings of all personnel, and acquired supplies. My corpsman and I had to prepare for all conceivable threats and medical emergencies in an austere environment without much support. We weren't told where we would be, so we had to make contingency plans for numerous countries, each with specific disease and health threats. We planned for biological and chemical weapons attacks, mass casualty situations, and emergency and routine medical care. This challenge has been complicated by our torturous and sometimes archaic supply system. When I inventoried my supplies, antibiotics, bandages, cases upon cases of antacids, I was notified that there was no sunscreen or lip balm available, nor would there be for the foreseeable future. Apparently, it takes 2 years for an order of sunscreen to be filled. Hello, we're going to the desert, where heat and sun injuries are primary risks. So now, I just have to figure out how to use all these antacids to prevent sunburn, and my troops will be all set. The most challenging aspect of our preparation has been the anthrax and smallpox vaccination programs. Each program presents its own challenges. The anthrax vaccination series takes 18 months to complete. We tried to get the initial three to each Marine before deploying. That takes 1 month and provides immunity in 94% of patients. Half our patients have some side effects. The smallpox vaccine hasn't been given in the U.S. for many years, and most people aren't immune, so we have to be very cautious with that. We educate our patients and screen them thoroughly to prevent life-threatening and disfiguring side effects. Besides these very real dangers, the practical difficulty for military physicians is implementing the two programs concurrently. We have to take thorough medical histories and make sure all our patients have been tested for HIV. We screen our patients and their close contacts for eczema and other skin disorders to keep them from developing side effects from the vaccine. My job is to protect our troops from the very real and terrifying threat of smallpox, anthrax, and other biological or chemical weapons. The possible existence of those weapons is the primary motivation for our deployment. Although I've been on active duty for 4 years, I've never served during wartime. This is the most challenging but the most rewarding period of my military medical career. As my squadron's doctor, I only hope that we have prepared sufficiently for anything we may encounter. Most of all, I hope that this preparation won't be necessary and our troops will return home safe and sound.
The comments of John Slaughter, a military surgeon from Delran, New Jersey,